for you, precious Jesus. I'm deep in love with you, Lord.
Hi guys, welcome back to the RDM Radio Show. This is Derek Muhirwa, also known as Derek the Priest, and I'm here with the Rabbi Daniel Malenga. We've been having very interesting and important discussions as regards to life after death, also life before we came into this physical time realm, and how the different realms relate with another, you know, purpose, identity, and the different beings that are occupying these realms. And we've been continuing on. On our last session, we had a discussion regarding to what happens in the transition from this life that we're in into the afterlife. And what is the difference between the unbeliever's experience and the experience of a believer? You know, what the value systems, like how does God value the death of a believer versus the death of an unbeliever? And where do you go? Where does your body go? Where does your spirit go? All these things we went deep into, and we're just going to continue that conversation here with the Rabbi Daniel Malenga. Please, sir.
All right, thank you. So we're going to continue from the last session, and we touched a number of things. We touched how we think ghosts take place, you know. We touched the process, like you've mentioned, the process of death generally. And we did touch the difference between death and sleep. Yes. And at some point, the death of a believer and the death of an unbeliever. So I went ahead of myself. Eh? But I would like to, in this session, just highlight a little on what awaits the believer. Okay?
Okay.
So we've looked at death generally, but what awaits the believer? Now, this is where there's a person who asked about the phases. Did they ask?
The phases.
The versions, yeah.
The different versions of self.
Yeah, of self.
Yes.
And this is where I'm going to be answering that question. Okay. So they better pay close attention. Now, every soul migrates.
Okay.
Now, because I'm focusing on the believer, I'm going to focus on the soul of the believer. You go through migration. And I'm going to be using Jesus as an example, the chief example.
Okay.
So we had a discussion a while back, and we talked about how before you came into this world, you had you were formless, an unknown form. Then when you came into this world, you took on a certain form.
Yes.
Then after you leave this earth, you take on a different form. Now, that's why I'm going to focus on that.
Okay.
That the soul of a man goes through migrations. I'll use the example of the Christ, because there are various stages in life. Eh?
Okay.
Okay. Before Jesus came here on earth, we do not know the nature or the form he had.
Okay.
But we know that he had glory with God, and we know that the Bible refers to him as the Word. In the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was God. We do not know if he had a name.
Okay.
Okay?
Apart from him being the Word.
Uh-huh. We do not know if he had a name. Now, this is where I'm going to focus. Eh? That when Jesus came into this earth, he did not come to get the name Jesus.
Okay.
This is so important what I'm saying. He did not come to get the name Jesus. The name Jesus was a name given to him for this particular stage in his life. Eh? I'm going to show you that. Let's read it. Okay. In the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. It reads and says, "And shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus."
Okay.
Yeah.
Notice, one, he doesn't say Jesus Christ. Two, He doesn't say you shall call his name. And he doesn't say you shall call him. He says you shall call his name. Jesus.
So the name has been given sort of like
an earthly representation.
Yes. So it's not the real name.
Yes.
It's just that the name also has been given a name.
Yes.
Yeah.
You shall call his name. Jesus.
Okay.
Not you shall call him Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Okay? Now, this is so important because there's an identity he had before.
Okay.
That the spirit world knew him as.
Mm.
But when he's coming on earth, you shall call his name Jesus. Not Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Jesus. And so from the time he was born, he walked the earth, played, went to school. If he did everything he did, people were shouting, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It was not causing any change.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
There was no impact. There was no power. Nothing.
Okay.
Until the age of 30.
Wow.
Now, when he's 30 years old, he gets baptized. That's the first time the unction of the Christ can be put upon him, because Christ means the anointed one.
Okay.
So John the Baptist baptizes him. Then
there's a manifestation of the Spirit. Then
the Spirit of God now comes and abides inside of him.
Okay.
Now this is so powerful. Because the Bible says he had emptied himself of everything. So by the time he was walking on the earth, he was as human and as normal as he could be.
Okay.
And yet without sin. Why? Because one, the body that he had, we have touched this, was a different body.
Different body.
It was a likeness of human flesh. Okay?
Yeah.
Second, the blood he had was not the blood of Adam.
Yes.
Because he did not have a human father.
Yes.
And the blood of Adam flows through the men.
Yes. Oh, yes.
It flows through men.
Yes, yes.
Huh? That's why the Bible says through one man,
death came into the earth.
It doesn't say through Eve. Okay? So sin in the blood flows through the man. And so because he did not have a human father, his blood was sinless. He did not have a normal body. His body was sinless.
Yes.
So he could walk the face of this earth as a man, but sinless. At the age of 30, the Holy Spirit, the divine being, rests upon him. Okay? He walks the earth now as Jesus the Christ. All right? But the proof of the unction upon his life was when he resurrected, because death now had been defeated.
Okay.
Okay? So, let me go through the process. He had an identity before he came.
Yes.
When he comes on earth, you shall call his name Jesus. So he's given a name. Jesus. Then, at the age of 30, he becomes Jesus the Christ when his ministry starts and he's anointed.
Yes.
He walks the entire earth as Jesus Christ, the anointed one. All right? He dies. When he dies, nothing's happened yet. Dies on the cross. Okay? He died for our sins. Glory to God. But Paul says, without the resurrection, if the resurrection did not happen, our hope is in vain.
True.
So when he resurrects now, it is proof of him being the Christ.
Okay.
The anointed one. Okay? And now they call him Lord of all.
Lord, yeah.
Now, I'm going to take you through scripture. Because when he dies, and then he resurrects, actually before he resurrects, he goes down. Descends, takes the keys.
Yes.
That taking the keys gives him lordship.
Okay.
He's now Lord. Those keys were not taken, not yet.
Not yet Lord. Yes.
Okay. So he takes the keys, then resurrects, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Now, if that makes sense. Now, Jesus Christ. It says, let me give you a number of scriptures. John chapter 14, verse 13. Just read it.
John 14, verse 13.
Mm.
It says, and whosoever you shall, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Okay. Yeah. So, when Jesus dies, and this is Jesus speaking,
Yes.
This is before he dies.
Yes.
He says, whatever you ask in my name.
Mm.
So, everything we do in the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ, not the name of Jesus, it's the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus the anointed one.
Anointed one, yes.
And this is before he dies. He says, whatsoever you ask in my name, it shall be done. Eh?
Yes.
Then there are various, Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
Acts chapter 2 verse 8.
38.
Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
Mm.
It says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Okay. Are you getting what I'm saying? Eh?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. It's in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, there are semantics there, but anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's more than just saying the name.
Mm.
You're in the name. You're born again. You've received him as Lord and Savior. You believe in him. That's why you can cast out a demon without necessarily saying in the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
Now, we have that access to do things in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But now, because I've tried to show you, there are other scriptures that say it. Mm. I've shown you John, where Jesus says, in my name.
Yes.
I've shown you Acts where Peter says, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, yes.
But here's the breaking of protocol. Mm. Philippians 2:9.
Okay. Philippians 2 verse 9.
Mm.
It says, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
Now that name is not Jesus.
Mm.
Okay, we're going to go. Okay. Okay, go on.
Verse 10 says that at the name of Jesus.
Okay. Does he say in?
No, at.
He says at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Now he's referring to an event.
Okay.
Remember when he says that you shall call his name, Jesus.
Jesus.
Okay?
Yes.
In other words, he had an identified name we do not know, but the angel says call
that name.
That name, Jesus.
Mm.
Now, in the spirit, after he has resurrected, it says, at the name of the one you know, Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Mm.
It's referring to an event of the naming of the one you know, Jesus.
Mm.
Every knee shall bow. It says, at the name, not in the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Which means, there's a point where he gets a different name.
Okay.
That is not Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to show you through scripture. It is not Jesus Christ. Now, it is interesting that when John, the Revelator, is taken to heaven.
Yes.
The whole book of Revelation.
Mm.
There's no point where he, John, refers to Jesus as Jesus.
Okay. Interesting.
You go back and read. There is no point. From Revelations 1 to 22.
Wow.
Where the point is referred to as the Lamb. It says, I saw one with white hair. Mm. Never as Jesus.
Mm. Wow.
Now, I'm trying to show you progressions.
Yes.
Because it says, actually read that scripture again. Philippians 2, 9.
Philippians 2, 9 says, wherefore God also has highly exalted him.
Yes, so he has exalted him.
And given him a name which is above every name.
So this name that is above every name is not the name Jesus. There are many people called Jesus. Nowadays, there's Jesus who plays for Man City. That's not the name they're talking about.
Yes, yes.
Because he's talking about an event that at the name of this person called Jesus.
Okay.
Every knee will bow in heaven, earth,
and under the earth, yes.
Okay? Mm. Now, then, the scripture says Revelation 2:17. Revelation chapter 19, verse 12.
Revelations chapter 19, verse 12 says, "His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself."
Okay. That's the name we're talking about. That's the name we're talking about. The name that the Christ has, which no one knows. It's at that name that at the end of all things, every knee
will bow. Okay.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? And so, when Jesus came, he came to gain a name. But that name was not Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yet he came to gain a name.
Yes, he came to gain a name.
Okay. Yes.
And it says, he has exalted, read Philippians 2:9. You know, I have a lot of things in my mind.
Yes.
Philippians 2:9.
It says, "Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name."
Which means that before that he did not have a name
above every name. And that name still isn't Jesus.
It's not Jesus Christ.
He didn't take the same Jesus and put it above.
Yes.
He gave him a new name. Which name we see in Revelations that no one knows
except himself. No one knows except himself. Now I'm going to show you.
Okay.
Okay? That name is a mystery. It is secret. It's the reason why in Revelations, John is having encounters of high things, of end time things, when all things are going to be made new. And no one up there is calling him Christ, Jesus. Please understand, it's a Christ, but it's not.
It's not Jesus. Okay. Wow. So, Jesus is a name given to the bodily version of him, the earthly man.
Yes. Now, but also that name, in the name of Jesus, has the authority within the realm of men.
Of men.
And anything tied to the spirit world of the realm of men.
Okay.
Okay? When you leave this earth, there's a coronation day coming where he'll be given a name. Actually, he's been given that name above all names. But we don't know what it is. We don't know what it is. Now, let me show you the progressions. That in the same way, before you came, you had an identity. When you came, you're given a name by your parents. Now, there's some people God interjects and decides the name. You shall call his name John.
Yes.
Now, some people are lucky that by the Spirit, they get to know the name that the spirit world wants them to be named. But it does not mean that when you leave this earth, you will be the priest, Derek.
Eric.
You see the way you've imagined heaven?
Yes.
You say, "Oh, Michael, oh, Daniel." You use the earthly name. That's the way people have imagined it. No.
Wow.
You see, that's the way you've imagined it. But that's not what it is. Let me read for you another scripture. Revelations 2:17.
It says, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knows, saving he that has received it."
So Jesus has a name that no one knows except him.
Yes.
But also, to him that overcomes, a white stone is given.
Yes.
And a name which no one knows except them.
Yes. Interesting. Wow.
So you think you're going to be called Derek. Now, this is because that's talking about a particular category of people who are called he that overcomes. And we'll talk about that at some point. Because there are levels of progression in the spirit world. And at every level of progression, a name is given.
Okay.
Or added. That's why, read for me, Revelations 3:12.
Revelations 3:12. It says, "Him that overcomes, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God.
So he will do what? To him that overcomes. So this is, remember the first one. He will give a white stone with a name
written in there.
Yeah, but now this is a different level. Go ahead.
Yes. He that overcomes, or him that overcomes, will I make a pillar in the temple.
He will make a pillar in the temple. He's talking about a spiritual temple. Uh-huh, go on.
In the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God.
So, the name of God. Uh-huh.
And the name of the city of my God.
Uh-huh.
Which is New Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
Which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name.
Ah, this is a different level from just having a name, white stone, which no one knows.
Mm.
This person has the name of God, is a pillar in the temple.
Mm.
He has the name of Jesus, which no one knows.
Yes.
Wow. So I'm trying to show you their progressions.
And this is not to everyone.
Yeah, it's not to everyone.
Mm.
So please understand that there are people, yes, who enter and be Derek.
Okay.
But as you progress, a different name is added to you. Not title.
Yes.
Name.
So we see that a name is a reward.
Yes.
So you're not getting a name simply because you've transitioned to the other end.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's just go through it again. Before you came, you had some identity. We don't know what it is. When you come, you're attached, Derek. As I'm attached, Daniel. That name has the capacity that you're attached here on earth to either hinder or help progress your assignment.
Okay.
Because it can hinder it.
Yes.
Remember Jabez?
Yes.
Yes. So if you're named wrongly,
wow,
it becomes a hindrance.
Hey.
Now, Jesus' name had to be Savior. The name is Savior.
Yes.
It had to be in line with his assignment.
Yeah, even Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Yes.
God with us. Okay? So it says, you shall call his name Jesus. I find it interesting. It never says Jesus Christ. Because he's referring to the bodily thing.
The being.
The being. Then when that being gets anointed, it becomes Jesus the Christ. That's the one that died and resurrected. Actually, the one who dies is Jesus.
Yes.
The one who resurrects is Jesus Christ.
The Christ.
Yeah. It's like how the stages we have in life. Even in life, you have stages of your naming. There's a stage in my life where I became Rabbi.
Yes.
Before that, I was Daniel. Yes. At a point of that, when I was younger, they used to call me Danny. Now, each name has a different experience.
Yes.
Okay? Rabbi has never been broke.
True.
But Daniel has.
Yes, sir.
Okay? In the same way, Jesus died. But Jesus Christ has only experienced resurrection.
Yes. Wow.
That's why. Now, the reason why I'm saying all this is 1 Thessalonians 4:14. Let's go there.
Okay, 1 Thessalonians.
This one is going to be a short session. Okay.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14 says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him."
Okay. Sleeping in what?
In Jesus.
In Jesus Christ?
No.
They sleep in Jesus.
Yes.
The man who died. Read on.
Verse 15 says, "For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep."
Go on.
Verse 16. "For the Lord himself shall descend from the heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first."
The dead in Christ, not the dead in Jesus.
Mm.
Now, I need you to understand that Paul is using words specifically.
Yeah.
He says, "They who sleep in Jesus," then he says, "and the dead in Christ shall rise."
Okay.
That this is a different scenario. And this way it confuses the church, because some people say, but when someone dies, the Bible says that people are still asleep.
Yes.
That they haven't resurrected.
Yes.
Because it says they who sleep in Jesus.
Mm.
He doesn't say who sleep in the grave. He says, who sleep in Jesus. In other words, he's referring to the point where the human Jesus, the Jesus, the man, died. They slept with him. In the process of death, they've slept with Jesus.
Okay. When he says that in Adam we all died, so in Jesus we all died, is this the same?
It's a similar thing.
Okay.
So the man Jesus is the one who died.
So we died with him at the cross.
Yes, you slept with Jesus.
Okay.
But it's the Christ
that is resurrected.
Yeah. And he says the dead in Christ
shall rise first.
In Christ, not in Jesus. In the anointed one, the one that was lifted up, the one who resurrected, and as you resurrect, they will resurrect because of the Christ, not of because of the Jesus. I don't know if I'm I'm trying to make sense. That there are different versions of the Christ, and in the same way, there are different versions of us. That just as Jesus went through progressions, and has progressions even in the spirit world.
Yes, yes.
That we will have levels. And this is where I'm trying to prove to you that you don't just die and, oh, you're at the throne room. That as I showed you the last session, that you go through stages of gates.
Yes.
That you will go through stages of names.
Yes.
At each stage, you will progress.
Yes.
That will determine your assignments in the ages to come. There's some things I don't want to say. But any questions so far?
This particular scripture here, I feel like it has levels to it. It's like coded all over. Because there is dying in Jesus. You know, then there is those who are dead in Christ.
Christ.
Then there is raising first, meaning there is the others who will raise, but then there are those who will raise first.
And
those are in Christ.
That's a different thing altogether. It says they rise. Does it say raise? It says rise.
Shall rise first. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Yo.
We'll have to have a discussion on
this.
On that in and of itself. Eh?
Yeah.
So, in terms of the phases,
yeah,
there are different versions of you.
Okay.
And those versions of you will continue even after the grave.
Okay.
Okay? Those versions of you have experienced different things and are capable of different things.
Oh, yes.
Okay? I don't know what they call you at home. They're people who are still stuck on a certain version. But there's a difference between Derek the priest.
Yes.
And trust you, me, when you progress a few years from now, that name will look like it doesn't feel the glory that God has bestowed upon you.
Okay.
So that's why some people begin to change names.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When a person becomes a president, if they are former president, they still refer to them as Mr. President.
Yes. His Excellency.
It is forever attached to their name.
True.
So you're dealing with a different version. And I'm tired with Christians who want to always deal with the old version. I've had so many names in the past. So I know which stage someone is stuck at by what they call me.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay?
Yeah.
So understanding this is that when you leave this earth, you will go through stages and you'll be given names. At every stage you'll progress. You'll be learning. You'll be getting to know more about God.
Yes.
Okay? There are dimensions in God that no being knows except God himself. And so those are realms that only those who are in Christ will have access to. Wow. They won't be for everyone.
Yeah. This is very powerful. Like, need to touch names as a subject.
All by itself, but it's actually a progression, and we haven't even gone into crowns. We haven't gone into there are all those things, but none of them is as powerful as the name, because Jesus did not die to gain a crown.
His reward was the name.
The name, a name above all names. Now, in the spirit world, Demons have names. Fallen angels have names. They are royal beings, divine and dark, whose names are echoed throughout the corridors of the spirit world. Some with more authority than the other. And so Jesus here is given a name above all names. I would love to know. I would just love to know. Before that, who had a higher name? I would love to know.
Who became number two?
Who became number one? I would love to know. Before he came and died and resurrected, I would love to know. There are a lot of things that are mysteries in there.
That's interesting. Because we see the name is not just a name. It's not a title. It is the consciousness of a certain being.
Yes.
That's why even Jesus, they say that many shall come calling themselves the Christ. You know. But then there is that one, you know, whereby if you mention the name with that very consciousness, it attracts that same power. The same way your friends can go, or maybe... I've had also many names in life, you know, depending on what I'm doing. You know, when I was a dancer, called Ashdi, called all
Ashdi.
Yeah. Many different nicknames, you know. And so you find that some people right now, if they meet me in town or wherever, they'll refer to me with that name. Or even if they call, okay, there was a time, kids of these days will not relate, but there was a time where for us we didn't have phones, and your phone was your parents' phone. So if they call you through your parents' contact, they will request for someone. And that someone is not Derek.
That's it.
They'll be like, I want to talk to Ashdi. Yeah. Like, who is Ashdi?
And that's true. Yeah. So you see that. So that the version those people knew you as it,
yeah,
is different from that your parents knew.
True.
And you see there are men on this earth who, by the grace of God, they're taken to the heavens, and Christ will reveal to them that hidden name of his. And tell them, tell no man, because it's a secret. And so they will keep it. There are people who that have had that privilege to be told that name before other people have it. That's the biggest, one of the biggest privileges a man can have. And that name, I repeat, is not Jesus Christ. You see, the way we name things here is very... And you go. I know there are many people who that the name Jesus Christ, the power of that name is there. In that name, we do things. Yes. But the Bible says, at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. And there is a day coming when he will be given, when that name will be revealed. It's secret.
Hey.
Okay. Wow. So you see, when I hear people having experiences and they go to heaven, and someone says, people are like, you're looking for Jesus. Now, let me say something, yeah? That there are levels of revelation in the realm of the spirit, and because there are levels of revelation based on where a person has had an encounter, you can tell by the things that they've said.
Oh, yes.
When a man has met the Christ in his glory, they say, and there he was, the Lord of glory. I fell on my knees. Rarely. Yes, I saw Jesus. Because at that point, it's more than Jesus.
True.
Jesus is an earthly name.
True.
Given for an earthly assignment. Of which assignment was done. Wow. Now a new name has been given.
So depending on the narration of people's encounters, you can tell which level, you know, they encountered that personality.
That's why sometimes he will appear to people differently. There are people I know who, even unbelievers, they say, and I saw a man in white walk up to me. And someone say, that was Jesus. And he said, I don't know if that was Jesus. I just felt the authority the word. Mm. They've seen that dimension that is not what you're calling Jesus. Mm. I don't know. I pray people understand me that yes, it's Jesus, but it's not.
It's not the same Jesus in your head.
Mm. It's like when I come as a man of God in my ministry anointing. And there are people who have called the ministry and referred to me, called my admin looking for a previous
version
of me. And she was like, who's that?
Mm.
You see? And it's a similar thing where, that's why Paul says, we no longer regard him according to the flesh. And that flesh includes even, that's just the name.
Yes. Yes. That's true. I wanted to bring up that scripture. I'm glad you surfaced it. So we see them walking on the road to Emmaus, the two disciples.
Uh-huh. And they can't see.
Mm.
This is not your Jesus.
Mm.
This is a different version. Actually, let's go to Acts 2:36. Eh?
Acts chapter 2.
Verse 36.
Acts 2, verse chapter 2.
Acts 2:36.
Which chapter is it?
Acts chapter 2.
2, verse 36. All right. It says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know, assuredly, that God has made the same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
Yes. So, yes, he has made the same Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, Lord and Christ.
Okay. wow.
So, the progressions of the Jesus, you will go through similar progressions as a believer. Okay, it is possible that when you're sent on earth, you've left glory and you come on earth, that without revelation by the Spirit, a person who you knew might not recognize you.
What?
Without revelation, I say, who are you?
I
say, I am Derek.
Who is that? Wow. It's very interesting, eh? We see the level of generally the understanding or perception of heaven is of course glorious and all that. But we see that earth in itself has a dimension of glory because it's only through the transition through this life that certain things can happen, you know. And so even though yes, someone was whatever they were formless while they were still there.
Mm.
It's only through the transition in this life that your name is given a certain form, and even the forms vary depending on how you have walked, the things you've come to the knowledge of.
And remember the other time when we were talking and I said that if a person does not walk a particular way here on earth, it's as if they never came.
Yes.
Because you pass through this to get certain names. So you stay at a stage, but even then, the progression is different for those kind of souls.
This is cool. It reminds me of those students who are just repeating classes. Brian is old guy, but he has been in that class.
No, but you see, you read the Bible, but we don't read it carefully. Because there's Jesus. There are terms in Scripture in Philippians when it refers to Jesus Christ. Then there are times it says Christ Jesus.
Which is different from Jesus Christ.
Because Christ Jesus is emphasizing a certain dimension of him. Okay? In terms of the anointing. Okay? And Jesus Christ is
fronting the man.
The mankind who was anointed.
Yeah.
You're getting what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow.
And I pray people will be on the same progression as I'm. As we're talking about this, because it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the heavenlies, we will go through progressions. You will go through, and I've just touched a few. We'll go through those gates that we talked about the last session. Now in hell, what happens is that everything is lost, even them. That's why the rich man is referred to as the rich man.
Not Lazarus has a name. But the other guy is just a rich man. Is this also through same experience of, you know, whatever you've done being tested, whatever you've built with, whatever material you've built with being tested by fire? Be it wood, stubble, hay.
Mm. It's tested. And you see, the fact that Lazarus is named Lazarus shows us the level he's at in the realm of the spirit.
He should have a new name, but he still has Lazarus.
And even you talk about, because I believe that when Jesus is talking about that example, when he gives that parable, he says, your father Abraham.
Mm.
Okay? There's no way he's going to bring out, mention a name that people on earth don't know.
Okay. So it's for the sake of us relating and understanding. Mm. Yeah.
But there are progressions.
Okay.
Mm? Mm. The next session we'll talk about, I'll show you how I've already tried to prove to you that not everyone just goes to what you call what people think is heaven, is just standing before the throne. Mm. There are versions of the throne at every level in the heavenlies. Then there's the highest heaven where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Which is a different thing, but they're versions of the throne. So everyone at every level that they're at will see that throne room. Okay? Mm. But the higher you go, the greater the intensity and the closer you get to it.
Okay.
In terms of, but you can still feel Christ, you can still, you know, God loves us and so on and so forth. But the intensity, the assignments and the levels increase.
We're all in Uganda, but there are certain places in Uganda you can't access.
You can't access. And you see, the thing is, I was telling someone that in ages past, there were ages that existed before us.
Mm.
I believe, and this is not scripture, but it's just my personal perspective, that the beings that are angels now once lived in particular ages past and graduated and gained rewards and have names. Mm. And in ages to come, we, because angel means messenger, we will also progress to those levels of assignment.
Okay.
To another generation, we don't know what.
Wow. That's interesting.
Because they're ages.
Yeah. Wow.
So any other question before we close? This one was short because it was very controversial.
Maybe I feel like we've dwelled so much on names. Like,
yes.
Talking about,
because that's the biggest focus of your transition into the next world.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you read through the book of Luke, we're not going to read through it, but that parable of Lazarus and the rich man.
Yes.
Lazarus is carried away by angels to Abraham's bosom, of which the people say Abraham's bosom doesn't exist anymore. First of all, I'd like to point out one of two factors.
Mm.
One is that the fact that there's Abraham's bosom implies that it doesn't mean that it's the only bosom.
He's not the only one with the bosom.
Yeah. You know, we like to... A Bible says Abraham's... Yes, it says Abraham's. Just like the Bible says third heaven.
Mm.
But it doesn't mean there are...
No other levels.
Levels of heaven.
Yeah.
That it says the highest heavens. That's what the scripture refers to.
Mm.
That says above all heavens.
Mm.
It can't say all if they're just three.
Mm.
Okay? So, just because it's the parable says Abraham's bosom does not mean there were no other bosoms.
Mm.
That's one. Number two is that it does not also mean that when Jesus died and resurrected, that Abraham's bosom is empty.
Mm.
You know, in Matthew 27, where these guys resurrect?
Yes.
Can you read that? Verse 52, when the graves opened.
Matthew chapter 27, verse 52.
We're about to wind up, eh?
Okay. Well, this is Jesus. Jesus dies at the cross, and then these events take on right after. Verse 52 says, "And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many." Yeah.
Okay. Now, these guys, the Bible is not specific who they were, but it says the saints who slept. Yes. So you'd presume there's a Jeremiah, there's a
Joshua
there. Joseph's bones were in Israel. Actually, when I went to Israel, there's a place, there's a grave of thousands of people that faced Jerusalem. Who all? It was a piece of land. Mm. They've been buried there for almost 1,000 years. Their graves facing Jerusalem. Wow. They want to be the first to resurrect when Christ comes in Jerusalem. Because the Bible talks about how the eastern gate shall be flung open and he will ride through it.
Mm.
And they all fought to be buried
in that
in front of it so that they'll be the first to receive him.
Oh.
Now that is faith, even in death.
So they're 1,000 years old.
Yeah. I went to see them. Powerful. Now, here, it says Jesus. So some people walk the streets. I don't even know how you can fail to be a believer after an experience like that. Mm. People that had died.
Mm. And you see them.
Yeah. I wish there was an elaboration. But the Bible says we're surrounded by a cloud.
A great cloud of witnesses.
Yes. Now, in Acts, the scripture says that Jesus is being levitated. Okay? And the disciples stand looking up.
Mm-hmm.
And two angels appear, and one of them says, "Why do you look up?"
Mm.
In the same way in which he has gone,
He will also come back.
He'll come back. Now, when he was gone, the Bible says, and a cloud received him.
Mm.
You think it's a
fluffy cloud? What?
It's a cloud
of witnesses.
People.
Yeah.
Because that's how he will return.
Okay.
With 10,000s of his saints.
True. Riding on horses. Yeah. Interesting. that's beautiful.
You see? So, we're going to, if we have no other questions, I'll continue from here the next time.
Mm.
If you don't have any other questions, we're going to have to wind this up.
There is a, I think you've touched it. There was a question, but I think you've touched it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. You've been listening to the RDM Radio Show with the Rabbi Daniel Malinga and Derek Muhirwa, also known as Derek the Priest. Send in your comments, questions, any feedback, and we shall definitely engage in consideration of it. Until next time, have a blessed time. Bye. My heart, it beats for you.